president not only saying that he's not going to sign this bill, he also granted several high-profile pardons and commutations of sentences last night. 15 full pardons, 5 commutations, including on the list Duncan Hunter, former congressman from California, pardoned. Chris Collins, former congressman from New York, pardoned. George Papadopoulos, pardoned. Pardon the commutations come at the recommendation of Trump allies in Congress. Let's see here. Alex Van Der Zwan, pardoned. He was convicted in the Mueller investigation, sentenced to 30 days in jail. Must have been something really big. Let's see here. Also, Paul Slow, Evan Liberty, Dustin Hurd, and Nicholas Slatton. They were civilian contractors convicted of killing Iraqis back in 2007. New evidence indicates that the prosecutors withheld a tremendous amount of evidence against that group of individuals that would have exonerated them. 10 years after the fact, they did that. Plus, Trump commuted the sentence of Crystal Munoz. She had served 12 years in prison for marijuana distribution. Alice Johnson, remember her? He pardoned her and released her from prison. She was urging him to do much of that. So as the president is railing against this garbage bill, $2.3 trillion is, you know, I'm paraphrasing what he's saying. Democrats and some others are saying, absolutely, let's give $2,000 to everyone. Of course, Joe Biden says after he's president, there'll be a lot more money to go around. He'll just go back to the money trees and harvest another crop or two, throw it around to buy more votes in the future. But not everybody's done yet. You see, there's a legal process playing out now. There are 7 states that sent alternate slates of electors to Washington. 7. The 6 contested states plus New Mexico joining in. And it's 5 electoral votes. It's important because a combination of 3 or 4 of those states in several different ways would mean that Joe Biden is not going to take the oath of office on January 20th. I have no idea what the likelihood is. It's small. Let's be honest between each other here. The possibility at this point is small because it takes courage to say, yes, here is what happened. We have evidence of what happened and how it was gamed. I mean, we know in Wisconsin, 200,000 votes were accepted illegally, because they did not meet the criteria put forth by state government, by state law. Similar illegalities occurred in Pennsylvania, Georgia, Arizona. The politicians want to ignore that, all in favor of COVID. It's all true. Madison Cawthorn of North Carolina is a 25-year-old firebrand, a conservative, Trump supporter, in a wheelchair, who says he will not take this sitting down. He will fight for Trump every step of the way. He will contest the Electoral College vote on January the 6th. He appeared at Turning Point USA over the last couple of days. Here's part of what he said. It's bite number 2. Go.
But my friends, I've been studying our Constitution. And when you look at it, it says that state legislators are the only body that can change election law within their own states. But when you look at what's happened in a lot of these liberal swing states that have liberal governors and liberal secretaries of state, you can see that they have broken the law and gone against our Constitution with this election. And so, because of that, on January 6th, as the people of Western North Carolina sent me to Washington to do a job, I will be contesting the election.
He says there's no question he'll be contesting the election. He says it's a call to political arms for all Republicans. Don't stand back. Don't be silent. Speak up. Here's a bit more bite number 3 from Madison Cawthorn.
I have a message for all other Republicans across the country. If you are not on the record calling for fair, free, and just elections now and in the future, I will come to your district and I will fund a primary opponent against you.
For too long, for way too long, the Republican Party has just been the party of no, that has always conceded things. They've let God out of our schools. They have let socialism creep into our country. I'm telling you, when I look out into this crowd, I see the new Republican Party.
He sees the new Republican Party among the youth at the Turning Point USA. That happened over the last few days. And I just thought it'd be nice to share a young voice, a conservative voice, a dedicated voice of liberty and freedom for you to hear. Cawthorn, by the way, in a wheelchair from an accident, a car accident when he was 18 years old. A friend of his fell asleep at the wheel coming home from a spring break event. But he stands tall now as the youngest member of Congress at just 25 years of age. Good for him. 25. Not slowed down or deterred by the fact that he's in a wheelchair. Not deterred that his voice might somehow be dismissed. It is not. There's hope for the Republic when you hear voices like that. To me, there is. So congratulations to Mazen Hawthorne. Cawthorn, that is, for giving that speech, for being a voice of steadfastness, not giving up, not giving in, supporting the President of the United States because he believes it is the right thing to do and good for him. There's a process, my friends, and we're still in that process. Until we get to noon on January 20th, we might not know how that process plays out. But a big week in January coming, January 5th, of course, the runoff elections in Georgia. January 6th, the Electoral College count with Mike Pence at the helm. Quick break on this, the 23rd of December.